want to talk about the 2023 film by Guy Ritchie called The Covenant. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Dhur Salim, and Sean Sagar. It had an estimated budget of $55 million and so far has grossed $13 million worldwide since releasing April 23rd. This film was a military drama, and it's my kind of film. I love these military-style dramas. It covered a storyline of the time period of when the United States was leaving Afghanistan. It sort of went into the story where Jake's character, Sergeant John Kinley, where he was injured in battle. His interpreter, played by Dhur Salim, Ahmed, actually rescued him and went out of his way, way out of his way, to save John Kinley by... We're talking packing him up and moving him, I don't know how many tens of miles away, bringing him to safety. And along the way, there were some ambushes and people that he had to kill, Taliban that he had to kill in order to keep Sergeant Kinley alive. One of the topics was that these interpreters, for their work and helping the U.S. forces, they were to be given U.S. citizenship because they weren't going to be able to live there anymore after betraying the Taliban. When Sergeant Kinley finally made it back to the United States and he found out that his interpreter was never given their papers to come to the United States, he had to right the wrong. And that was what this film was about. It was about the story of how he saved Sergeant Kinley, and it was also the story about how Sergeant Kinley went out to save Ahmed. So it was, in a way, a payback story. It's also about keeping your promise when you tell someone, hey, you do this for me, I'm gonna do this for you. And it's about respect and that sort of thing. There were some really good shots and scenery and cinematography in the film. There were some really good battles as well. The final scene, going into spoiler territory, in the final battle in the film, Jake, he couldn't get the US government's help to go get Ahmed. So he hired these mercenaries, and these mercenaries, I think he paid like $150,000 for them to assist him in extracting him and his family out of the country. But there was this really neat battle scene on a bridge, and the help that Mr. Kinley had hired hadn't showed up. They were being enclosed like in the center of the bridge. Here comes the Taliban from all directions. And then sure enough, here comes these guys rescue him with air support and everything, and just start shooting them like ants as they run up the hill. I think that was one of the emotional points for me, was when they were rescued. And even though it wasn't American forces, you kind of felt that patriotic sort of feeling. There was also, before this point, when Sergeant Kinley had met up with Ahmed for the first time after being rescued, to me, it was a missed emotional point, because they couldn't be obvious that they were surprised to see each other. But when he saw him, he's like, you knew Ahmed was really, really happy to see Jake's character, John Kinley. That was a point where you really needed to see like a hug and an embrace or something like that. And that would have been, I think, a nice emotional point for the film. And that was where I thought the film it had a few things that it missed. That was one of them, those emotional points. I guess it was an unspoken love. I guess like two men ain't really gonna show their emotions that much, especially the kind of in the military types or that sort of thing. They're both these tough guys, but I think they missed an emotional point right there. So at any rate, this was based on a true story. It was very interesting. It was one of the best films I've seen this year, and I highly recommend The Covenant. I give it 5 stars.